It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Nicholas Lee. He's the principal of St. Catherine's Catholic Schools. Thanks so much, Nick, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
Coming up on Friday the 27th, you've got the Kindergarten Roundup.
Yep, we do.
The annual. It's hard to believe. That kind of always tells me that maybe spring, despite the bad weather that we still have to deal with, that spring might be around the corner.
Yep. We have our Kindergarten Roundup every year at the end of February, and usually that means that it's going to be soggy the next week because that's usually about winter show time, and so it's almost always how it goes. But yeah, Steve, we do have our Kindergarten Roundup on the 27th. It's an opportunity for prospective families and their kindergarten or going to be kindergarten child to see our school and ask questions. It'll be held in the morning from 8:45 until 10 o'clock, and we have a chance for parents to see things and the going-to-be kindergartner. So it's actually an event for both parents and the child to come see our school and get a chance to ask questions, too.
And if they have questions about what faith they need to be, you've got that answer for us, right?
Yeah. So our school is actually made up of about 20 to 25% of our school families come from non-Catholic backgrounds, other denominations, and so you don't need to be Catholic to attend. The Kindergarten Roundup goes through, we have a current family who is not Catholic speaking to the families just about their experience with the school and why they chose that. A former parent who chose that for their family and what that meant for her kids. As well as hearing from administration of the school and the teacher. So you kind of get a full glance at what it looks like at St. Kate's for current students. We talk about how we incorporate the faith into everyday academics, the academic programs that we use, kind of everything that you would want to know about what your child's day is going to look like is covered at Kindergarten Roundup. And it's just a really great opportunity for parents to prayerfully consider what a small Catholic school and a faith-filled environment might be like for their child and for their family. We really look at each of those events that we have at the school or any events that we have at the school as a parent's opportunity to see what that could look like for their family. And so it's a good opportunity to see our school.
And if folks out there who are listening who are kind of worried about the cost of tuition, you've got an answer for that too.
Yeah, we have a robust tuition assistance program. Every family that has wanted a Catholic education at St. Kate's for their child, we've been able to be accessible to them. And so we do have a tuition assistance program that's available to any families. It is based on financial need, but there is definitely an opportunity for families to meet with me as the principal to talk about what realities they need for that to be accessible to them.
All right. And repeating once again, the Kindergarten Roundup for St. Catherine's School is?
So it is February 27th from 8:45 until 10. There'll be an optional tour afterwards for any families who want to see the entire school and buildings and ask any more questions they might have. And so that'll last from 10 to 10:45. And so, but only need to come from 8:45 to 10. If those times don't work, people can set up a private enrollment meeting at the school. And so they can either RSVP for Kindergarten Roundup or set up their own enrollment meeting by calling the school at 701-845-1453 or by sending me an email at Nicholas, NICHOLAS.LEE, the number 1, at k12.nd.us. And you can always find that contact information right on our website at stcatherine.k12.nd.us too.
All right. Very good. Thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
There's Nick Lee, the principal of St. Catherine's Catholic School, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.